Welcome to Stories After Midnight. We're going to be reading a story called I Got Addicted to Venting to an Internet Stranger. He Decided to Come Visit Me. This is by Mint Jump off of Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story. If you do, let me know your thoughts. Let's get started. No wonder you're upset. Your dad has been treating you like crap, came the text message after a few seconds of typing bubble. I physically got jumped a little from my chair. Yes, finally someone who gets me. I felt heard when I was with Gorilla123. Not only did he listen to my struggles, he made me feel okay about the hodgepodge of emotions inside me. He made me feel not broken. I'm sorry. I'm always venting to you, I say, not being completely sincere in my apology. Don't you dare say sorry. What are friends for, after all? He replied. I sighed with relief. I could rely on Gorilla123. After all, he had been hearing me vent nonstop for 3 months now. You see, my life is somewhat of a mess. My single dad treats me like a burden, even though all he does is drink all the time using my money. My job is a waitress as well, soul-crunching, however you make sense of that. I don't really have a social life, and my only friend seems to be an internet Discord friend that goes by the name of Gorilla123. He's always been nice to me, which is why his next message made me freeze in my chair. You should die, came the message after the notification beep. Ah, what the hell? Did he actually just say that? He can't. Well, this has to be some sort of misunderstanding. He knows that well. My emotional ass would cry at something like that. This has got to be a mistake. WDYM, I ask. WDYM means, what do you mean? I mean, think about it. The world has been treating you like garbage. The world doesn't deserve you, he said. Ain't no way he actually meant it. Has he gone crazy out of nowhere? He had never said anything even remotely like that. Getting told I should die after being called a friend was not something I expected today, despite how usually crappy my days go. No? WTF? I replied. I can't see you upset like this. I can't see you being tortured every single day. It hurts me, he replied. Then he said something that made this whole situation more real than I ever realized. Look outside. I stared at the reply for a few minutes, trying to understand what it means. He couldn't be asking me to actually look out of my window or something, could he? Well, I got up and glanced out the window into the dimly lit street. Nothing. I sighed with relief. I was half expecting him to be standing there, and thank God he isn't. And then I noticed someone barely peeking from behind our car, a gorilla mask. Everything stopped for a moment as my heart struggled to continue working. The gorilla mask was pitch black with faintly glowing red eyes. I stood there, unable to move or speak, looking at the masked man as he slowly revealed himself in full by coming out. I don't have any words to describe his build, except he was a giant, and he held a knife that shined against the full moon. My throat felt dry as I stared at the man, Gorilla123. How the hell does he know where I live? Did I say it by mistake? My dumb ass would probably do something like that. It took all the energy in my body to finally break out of the trance. I closed the curtain quickly, turned off the lights, and slid below my bed. If you feel like mocking the sheer stupidity of hiding under the bed, then I would just say you clearly haven't been in a situation like this. My brain was paralyzed, and this was the best I could do. My last hope, it seemed. The door was kicked open with such a loud thud it made my heart jump. I struggled to keep my cries as quiet as possible. The man started humming as his footsteps echoed like thunder through the house. Where are you? He sung in a peaceful and sweet way. It made my stomach churn. I was going to die. Why did I even start venting to him? What the hell was I thinking? I should have started repenting, I guess, but all I could think of is how dumb I am. The footsteps ran through the whole house. I hope my dad doesn't wake up. I hope he stays hidden, fallen on the floor behind the sofa after drinking more than he could handle. I know he sucks, but he has his own problems. He wasn't always like that. He was the most caring dad, almost cheerful. And then Mom died, and who he was died with her, being replaced by an empty shell that just drinks and shouts. He's just grieving, though, isn't he? I hope he stays safe. Knock, knock, knock. The knocks on my door were so sudden and loud, I couldn't stop myself from bursting into tears. I shouted, cried, begging the man to leave me alone, begging him to let me live, shouting that I still had much to live for. "Please, go away!" I screamed, my body slowly accepting the fact that I will die in a few minutes. And then, ding ding, a notification. The knocking stopped. I slowly slid out from under the bed, still whimpering, and walked to the screen. "That was just messing with you. Get pranked. Anyways, I got you, friendo. Killed your dad for you. Now, no need to thank me. I will go now. Gotta sleep." That's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of a twist at the air. I was like, is this actually going to be a prank? But it wasn't. Well, I guess it sort of was a prank, but a very twisted prank. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that story. If you did, let me know. If you'd like to become a patron of the best channel on YouTube, then you can do so by going to the link in the description. But if you'd rather just show your appreciation by 1,000 comments, likes, shares, and then 1,000 alt accounts to subscribe to the channel, that would also be pretty cool. So if you decide to do that, you have my thanks. But I guess that's it. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Take care now. Bye-bye then.